your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Have it all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live from the Missouri Ozark Mountains. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com. So if you'd like to contact one of your instructors, you may. Just go to USAPrepares.com. At the bottom of the page is the link to your instructor. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota, and today we're going to be learning about water from the inside. It's Casey Mustin of Hewitt Messenger, a Nixon, Missouri company that specializes in water, from drilling wells to designing and installing the pumping and storage systems to the filtration and treatment of water, if it's required. Class, three-quarters of the Earth's surface is covered with water. But can we drink most of that water? Where does water come from? Are we making any more of it? What is actually in our water? And what percentage of the population has unsafe water? And what makes it unsafe? We're going to learn the answers to these questions and many, many more in your class today. And we're going to be giving away some free weekend passes to the November 3rd and 4th Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri. Details in a few minutes. So today's class is Water 101 with Casey Mustin. That means we're going to be having future classes with Casey all about water. Welcome, Casey Mustin.
Thank you.
Hey, Casey, the reason I asked you to be on the class today with us is because you understand water from finding it to the end uses of it. So why don't we start with, where does water come from?
It's basically the throwback to grade school days. Where does it come from? It's from the rain, the rivers, the lakes, the springs. You know, we've got a lot of that right here in the Ozarks, and what it all feeds is the aquifers, and that's where the good water comes from.
Okay, well, why don't we talk about that? So we have rain, and let's say we're driving down a city street, Casey. We're driving down a city street, and it's raining. We've got our windshield wipers on, and the windshield wipers flick off the dust that was on our windshield prior to us turning the windshield wipers on. We might have a little bit of bird poop on the windshield, some bugs, and eventually that all gets washed off with the windshield wipers. It runs down the side of the car, onto the street, down the curb. Then where does it go?
It works its way into the aquifer eventually. It goes through quite a long process to get there. The bug poop and the dirt is not the large concern. What's really worrisome is the chemicals that are standing on the ground. You see those shiny spots of oil and pesticides and everything else that is man-made. And that's really where the concern comes into play with what kind of nasty things are getting into our water supply.
Well, that's an interesting point, because if you look at any road that has a bump in it, just past the bump, you'll see a blackish-grayish spot, and it could be the size of a hula hoop, and that's where the oil that's dripping down the engine and the transmission and the differential of cars and trucks that go on that road, when they hit the bump, that drop of oil that's ready to fall off falls off right there, and then the rain gets it, and just as you said, that shiny oil on the water that we see ends up in our drinking water eventually. So let's talk about exactly where it comes from. Why don't we start with, we got the rain, but some people think it starts with a spring, a water spring. Is that true?
Well, everything for water is recirculated. Basically, all the water that we have here on Earth is all we've got. Nobody's bringing any more to us. So it acts as a cycle. So we have evaporation that takes the surface water and puts it into the clouds, and then our rain comes down, and it's just cycled over and over again. The contaminants, water is basically a universal solvent, we'll call it. So it loves to dissolve just about everything that it comes into contact with. And that's really where it has the ability to bring those contaminants into the aquifer and cause problems for us.
So, Casey, let's talk about what an aquifer is. You know, a lot of people have used that word, but I don't think anyone has really seen one of them.
The aquifers are made up of very large bodies of water within the ground. It is a permeable rock. Basically, we're sitting on a giant limestone slab here in the Ozarks. And that's why we've got such hard water here. But it is also why we have such clean water. Within this substrate, we've got all these properties of filtration that gets the water to the quality that it is inside the aquifer, and it takes quite a long time for it to get to that point. But that's all we've got there to use on Earth is the water that's presently there, so we need to be very conscious of what we do with that water and what runs out on the ground.
So we're saying that very clearly that there is no more water.
There's no more water. We need to take care of what we have.
Mm-hmm. And Casey, I can tell you that when I lived in Virginia, there was evidence of people who changed their oil from their cars and pickup trucks. And what they would do is just crawl under their vehicle, remove the drain plug, and let the oil, the 5 quarts, 6 quarts, 10 quarts, whatever it might have been, just drain right onto the ground. Now, what happens with that oil?
It contaminates our water supplies. It poisons the earth.
Okay. And so the natural process of water filtration. Now, I have a well, and we're going to talk about types of wells in a minute. But I have a well here on the farm. Actually, I've got a well. That's all I'm going to say. When I turn on the faucet, the water that comes out looks absolutely crystal clear. It's odorless, tasteless, and colorless. How long did it take that water to get from the surface where it might have had, I don't know, some bird poop and cow poop or whatever organic matter in it? How long did it take to get from where it started as rain to the point where it's crystal clear water in my well?
It's very dependent on geology. It could take a matter of years, or it could take a matter of hours. If there is a section of ground that is very porous, that water can work its way down there very quickly. In other situations, it takes a long time for that water to get down there. You know, we were talking a little bit briefly on average well depths anymore. Back in 1984, the Department of Natural Resources established rules and regulations on what was acceptable for water wells. And then basically every well had to be established and documented with the DNR. That kind of gave a baseline on setting rules for safe drinking water. And what happens with the DNR is they set guidelines on casing requirements, and these casing requirements depict on how much of the aquifer that you are actually sealing out of a well. And this is all dependent on population. Within the Springfield area here immediately, we're called Area C. And Area C has requirements up to 440 foot of casing. So you're actually sealing out a large section of the ground to keep those contaminants from getting into your water supply. So that's really an important item when it comes to considering where your well is going to be drilled and how much a well is going to cost.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Our well right here on the farm is 328 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, it's not cased all the way to the bottom, obviously. And I'd like to talk about what casing is used for. But why is our well 328? And, what did you say the average well was in this area?
Right now, we're drilling 500 to 700 foot. Within a few years prior to this year, 300, 400 foot was not out of the normal at all. And basically what happens is when a driller shows up on site and he's ready to drill you a well, you guys have a good understanding of what your requirements are, how much water you're going to need. And, it'll talk about, how much water you want. So if you're just a basic residence, you're going to want, somewhere 20, 30 plus gallons a minute. Well, when that driller sets up on site and starts drilling, there's really no exact answer on how much water that well's going to make at a certain footage. You can use the geology around you, which we're very familiar with, and we can say what's going to be close in that certain area. But until he starts punching the hole in the ground, the quantity of water, it all changes. It can change within 50 foot.
I can tell you that before we moved into this farm about 7 years ago, I called the Missouri Department of Natural Resources and I asked about wells. And actually, before I selected this property, I wanted to know how deep the well would be, how good the water quality is in the area, and so forth. And they had lots of answers. They really did. That's one part of the government that I'm impressed with, at least the lady that was helping me. Anyway, she said that your well is going to be about 320 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
And she was off by 8 feet.
She was able to judge that, I'd say, by other wells in the area.
That's exactly what she did. She told me where all the wells in the area were and how deep they were. And, I mean, she said, okay, a mile south, a mile west, and so forth. She knew where every single water well was.
And that
was another question. Why is that she knows where all of them are?
Well, that's why the DNR was established. Back in 1984, there was no real set guidelines on where wells were drilled or how they were documented. And, it was very apparent that within, the future, water was going to be one of the most important resources for us. And we all share the same aquifers in reality. So protecting it was very important, and that's why those guidelines were set in place.
Casey Mustin, and we're talking about water wells, and we all share the same water. Let me say it a different way. We all share the same water. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Talking about water today, and Casey Mustin's with us of Hewitt Messenger, and that's a company right here in Nixon, Missouri, that drills wells, that designs the plumbing systems for the wells, the pressure tanks, and so forth, and also has water treatment. If you'd like to contact them, 417-725-8816, 417-725-8816. And Casey is going to be at the Get Prepared Expo, and he's going to be doing some seminar presentations on water, wells, how they're drilled. He's going to show examples. He's going to show examples of well pumps, well equipment, how water is removed from beneath the surface of the earth, and how it is brought to your faucet. Casey, I was thinking about astronauts in space. You know, they have to bring their water with them. They have a finite supply of water, and it must be recycled and recycled and recycled. I mean, over and over and over. And that's all there is to it. And that's no different when compared to us here on planet Earth, because we're in space too.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we have to reuse the water that was here for us. So, Casey, there's so many things I'd like to talk about. One of the things I'd like to talk about, and I think it's interesting how this works. Water penetrates the surface of the earth. It starts out as well. Started out in the cycle as rain. We'll start at that point, and it enters the earth through gravity, and it gets filtered right by the earth.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and it ends up in what we call an aquifer, which is a underground lake, if you will.
Yeah, more or less. It would be a lake full of gravel and rock, but the majority of it is water.
Okay, and then when we drill a hole, in the ground, and we drill a well, and let's take it the current 500 to 700 foot depth. We drill a hole, and we put a well casing in that hole. So we're going to drill a 6-inch hole, if you will, right?
Yes.
And then we put some plastic pipe in there, PVC. And then how deep does that plastic pipe go? In this, let's start with a 500 foot well.
Typically, what we're going to do here, we use steel casing. There are some places that use a PVC casing. We try to stay away from that. There's several purposes, but there is potential for problems. The ground shifts, minor tremors, and that sort of thing. And PVC, it doesn't hold up quite as strongly as steel does.
Sure, sure.
Now, with that liner, basically it is setting up the main structural part of the well, which is the top section, and typically that top section of the well is where some of the looser rock is located at. All of us here in the Ozarks are very familiar with how much rock we've got, and
right.
We really like to see rock when we're drilling because that means we've got a solid structure there. You hit too much loose gravel and that sort of thing, and wells will cave in, and we'll have all kinds of issues. So that's casing is there for structural support of the top sections of the well, as well as it is to seal out contaminants from the upper layers of the crust.
Okay.
Now, you were asking how far down that goes. There is a minimum of 84 foot of steel casing that's required in all wells here in Missouri. Now, that requirement changes depending on population. And we have a large map that we keep here in the shop, and anybody that comes in wanting to know where their well is located at and what kind of costs are involved and how much casing is required, and we'll take a look at that map and locate it by section, county, and township.
Okay. So you can coordinate or you can locate by those three numbers exactly where each well is.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And DNR keeps track of it.
Department of Natural Resources, State of Missouri. Okay, so if we have a 500-foot well, let's say that's the bottom of the hole, 500 feet, 84 feet is the minimum amount of steel casing, correct?
Depending on where it's located. If you're in the Springfield area and you have a 500-foot deep well, I bet you're going to have anywhere from 280 to 400 foot of steel casing required.
There you go. We're going to talk about what happens at the bottom of the casing with these water wells when we come back. Casey Mustin, you at Messenger. I'm Vin Finelli, USA Prepares. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. when I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today, God, you're
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Casey Mustin's with us, Hewitt Messenger. And they are a well drilling company, and they also do the plumbing necessary to connect your well to your ultimate use of water. And Casey's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. That's November 3rd and 4th, right here in Springfield, Missouri, at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, the largest exposition venue in the area. And if you would like a free pair of passes, we're offering them today to our class, to you. And there's no strings attached. There are no hidden agendas. It's just we would love to have the opportunity to meet you. I'd like to meet you face-to-face and say hello to some of our class that I haven't met. So all you have to do is go to usaprepares.com, USAPrepares.com. Click on the contact tab and go to the bottom of the page where you can send us an email. It'll ask you for your name, and your email address and a message. And in the message section, you can just say, Genesis Communications Network, GCN, free passes, please. And we'll send you a free pair of weekend passes. That's a weekend for two people. Children under 12 are free. And 70 exhibits, 100 seminars. We run 5 seminars at a time. And Casey Mustin is going to be one of our seminar speakers. So you get a chance to meet him and see him and learn more about water, specifically your questions answered in detail. So that's the offer. Just go to Get Prepared Expo or USAPrepares.com. Either one will get you the same place. Contact tab and just send us an email. GCN, free tickets, please. And we'll take care of it. You'll get them in about a day or so through via email. Casey, we were talking about wells, a 500-foot well. We've got 400 feet of casing. So that leaves us 100 feet of uncased area. So 100 feet at the bottom of the well that is unprotected from debris falling in, unprotected from groundwater contamination. What happens in that last 100 feet, the bottom of the well?
That last 100 foot, in most cases, will be just rock. It'll be whatever kind of material is down there. And we find flint, we find clay, we find limestone. Those cleaner wells that we come across are limestone. And that's ideal for what we want out of a good drinking water well.
And how does the water get into the bottom? If we have cased all of the well except for the last 100 feet, where does the water come from that fills up that well?
Well, that lower section is going to be fed from hydraulic pressure. And hydraulic pressure is basically rainwater that hits the surface, and gravity pushes down on this surface water. And, of course, as we get deeper within the substrate, there's denser rock and water. And this surface water is what pushes down on the lower levels. And you imagine just a hole being drilled in the ground. Well, that water is going to work its way into that hole, and that's what feeds the well. And static water level is what we call where the water stands inside that well. So hydraulic pressure is what feeds the wells, and that's fed from the aquifer. So that surface water being pushed down feeds into the lower sections of the well.
So, Casey, over time, will my well, let's stay with that 500-foot well, will that well become 499 feet deep, 498 feet deep as silt enters the bottom of the well? Does that happen?
It is a potential. There is a possibility for that. I come across older wells that were drilled in the 40s and 50s that were very shallow, and many of those wells will have loose sediment, dirt, rock, that sort of thing that has fallen in over the many, many years that it's been there. And, yeah, we can find, 30, 40-plus foot of loose material in the bottom of that well. So it is definitely a possibility.
And what do we do about that? Do we just leave it, or is there a possibility of cleaning that out? And like, the next thing is, what causes a well to not produce anymore?
Well, there's many things that can come into a well not producing anymore. Lack of rain, drought was a big issue that we had this year, and that's why we kind of had the relief program that was set in here in Missouri. And that was to help farmers be able to take care of their crops and their animals. When we don't have rain, when there's an extreme drought like what we had this year, there is no surface water. And with no surface water, there's no hydraulic pressure to feed water into those wells. So we see the static water levels drop, and that's where the water stands in the well, as well as the wells, they don't produce as much water. So generally, you can pump more water out than the well will make. New pumps, they make different kinds of pumps, all different sizes, a standard residential well for a personal drinking water supply is typically around a 10-gallon per minute pump. And we have seen wells produce 2 gallons a minute. So you kind of get an idea there. That's where it really becomes important that you're aware of what your well is doing and what you're using that water for.
when you talked about the static water level in this 500-foot well example that we're talking about with a 400 feet of casing starting at the top going down to the bottom of the well, how much water is going, how high will the water column typically be in that 500-foot well?
I would expect a static water level somewhere around 300 foot at that depth. Typically, say this is for a residence, you would drill that 500 foot, and output of the well would be somewhere between 30 to 60 gallons per minute. And most residents don't require anywhere close to that 60 gallon per minute mark, but as the well is being drilled, that's when it starts making the water, and we really don't know exactly what that number will be until it happens.
Okay, so our reservoir is that water column within that well hole, right?
The reservoir for your well would be the column mm-hmm. of water in the well, yes.
Okay, and in a rough number, if we have a 500-foot well and the water column is 300 feet, is it 300 feet tall, or is it 200 feet tall when you said a 300-foot static water?
That'd be 300 foot tall.
Okay.
So you about have 300 foot vertical, and most casing is going to be 6 5/8 inch.
Okay. Do you have an idea of how much water that would be in gallons?
Oh, there is a figure for it.
Just a rough number.
Oh, well, let's see here.
Would it be about 300 gallons?
Yeah, we'd be in excess of that, I would say.
Okay. So, class, it looks like somewhere around a gallon per foot. If you've got water in the bottom of your well and you're measuring up 100 feet, it seems like you'd have about 100 gallons of water in reserve. But you don't set the pump, the bottom of the pump, in a submersible pump is not at the bottom of the well, is it, Casey?
No, we don't like to set them at the very bottom. You know, with debris that does tend to fall in at times, that's where that loose material would get picked up. We like to set our pumps within 100 foot of water generally. That means from that static water level, we'll have 100 foot of water on top of the submersible pump.
Okay. When we talked about a spring earlier, water just bubbling out of the ground, and those springs drying up, because we have had during this drought that we had in the Missouri Ozarks, we've had farmers, neighbors say, we've had this spring running for as long as we can remember, generations, and it just stopped. What causes that?
That would be from the lack of rain. And that's a direct correlation between how much water is going to produce out of that spring, which is in reality kind of like what we would call an artesian well. An artesian well is basically when it's drilled into the ground, water will freely flow out of the top of that well, meaning that there is so much hydraulic pressure there pushing down on the aquifer in that area that water is going to literally bubble out of the ground. And that's kind of what happens with a spring.
Okay. So the water that comes out of a spring comes from higher up somewhere.
Yes, higher up in the aquifer.
What I'm saying is there must – it seems to me like water has – to have hydraulic pressure to come out of the ground, it doesn't just come out without pressure. So the water must be coming from someplace higher up the mountain, let's say, or higher up the hill.
You would be referring to like a spring on a hill.
Yes, I am.
Well, that'd be – it'd still be driven off of hydraulic pressure. So the surrounding area would be highly saturated with water.
Mm-hmm.
It might be sitting on top of a layer of shale or something that's going to hold that water closer to the surface and easier to deliver it to the ground, to the top of the ground.
Okay. Can we develop our own springs? Can we find them and make them productive, or is that something that we leave to nature?
Oh, we would leave that to nature.
Okay.
You know, back in the day, there was several old styles of pumps. There was a pump called a ram pump, and that was a way to actually pressurize water from a spring. It was one way, and it's still a very viable source of water today. When we come to talking about sustainable water and being able to get our water from different locations, that is an option, and there are several people that do that.
Casey, let's talk about what's in our water.
All kinds of things. Good things, bad things, minerals that are great for our bodies, essential to healthy living. And there are some nasty things, bacteria, parasites, pesticides that'll work their way into the, you know, we're talking about the oil that sets in the puddle in the road that works its way down the drains. All of those things are possible contaminants. Pharmaceuticals have become even more of a problem. People start to flush their things down the stools.
Casey Mustin, Hewitt Messenger, 417-725-8816. I'm sorry, 417-725-8816, Hewitt Messenger, Casey Mustin, USAPrepares.com, link on the website. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, there's a meetup this week, Friday, Ziggy's. If you'd like to pick up your signs and posters to distribute in the community, that's Friday, 5:30, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, Springfield, Missouri. Casey Mustin's with me. Hewitt Messenger is his company, and you can contact them at 417-725-8816, 417-725-8816 if you'd like to talk about water. Casey, when I first met you, I was intrigued with a pump that you have that is a mechanical hand-powered water well pump. In case of an emergency, you can use this pump. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's a really neat product that we came across called Simple Pump, and that's exactly what it is. It's a throwback to the old-style farm pumps that we would see back in the 50s or in earlier times than that. And it is a stainless steel and billet machined aluminum hand pump that can be set right on top of your existing casing and run alongside the existing submersible pump. So you have the option to run a 240-volt or they do have 12-volt submersible pumps, as well as a backup hand-powered pump. Maximum pumping depth on that unit gets down to about 350 foot, which is acceptable in our area. There are some wells that static water level is below that, but it does provide an option for the majority of people out there with a private well.
So no electricity required. It's a mechanically operated, human-powered well pump, and you just have a lever, and you pump this lever, and water comes out.
Exactly.
And how does that differ from using a dipping bucket in terms of the keeping the well clean?
Well, there's less chance of contamination. When you stick a bucket down in there, there's all kinds of opportunity for bacteria to work its way into the water supply. Generally, a deep, clean well is ideal. They're free from bacteria and just much better than what we would say would be coming out of a hand-dug well, which is very, very shallow, is easily fed contamination or bacteria. And, you know, a deep, clean water well is the best way to have your water supplied to your home.
Do you recommend any, for those of us that have wells, do you recommend any periodic maintenance?
Absolutely. We offer a yearly maintenance agreement, which basically informs a customer of once a year you want to check out your pressure tank, your pressure switch, and all functions of the pump itself. So we check out the wiring going to that pump, and the controls required to turn it on and off. A lot of times what we'll see with a problematic well is a pressure tank that's out of air or a possibility for a shorts. We see shorts a lot with the wiring going to the submersible pump, because every time that pump kicks in, it'll relate torque, and that torque will make the wire and the pipe move over several hundred foot.
I've seen people install a well pump, and they just use electrical tape and tape the wires from the pump to the powering wires that go down the well hole, and they just tape it with electrical tape, and eventually the water gets in there. The electrolysis corrodes that connection, and the pump just stops.
Yeah, that is something that we see. Now, it's a standard practice to tape the wiring to the plastic pipe as it's lowered into the well. From an engineering standpoint, it's really the only way that it's done.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the actual connection of the pigtail leads that come out of the submersible pump to connect to that 10-gauge wire going down to power the pump.
Yes, we use a watertight seal.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it. A lot of guys will use electrical tape, and that's just not going to cut it.
It absolutely fails. It's guaranteed to fail.
Hell yeah.
Casey Mustin. Casey Mustin's been with us. If you'd like to contact him, 417-725-8816. Link on the website, page one, underwater, the bottom of the page. If you'd like free tickets to the Get Prepared Expo, send us an email right from the website, usaprepares.com. Go to the contact tab, please. Say GCN, two tickets, please, and we'll send them to you via email, post haste. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.